This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So, Merv, can you just describe what you can see around you?
Sure. Waitangi Park. Actually, I think this year everyone seems to have gotten younger. The crowd seems a lot younger this year.
Oh, we're just getting older.
Yeah. That's right. One or the other. And now everyone seems happy. Nice weather, so there's good turnout.
What are some of the stalls you can see?
Ilga was the first one I went to because there's that conference next year. PSA used to be a member of them. Labour Party, Greens I can see. Lots of food. St. Vincent's Workshop, I think, with Glenn. So yeah, a mixture of political, community, rainbow kind of stalls.
So Merv, why do you think these kind of events are important?
Because then you're not hiding in shadows. And you're visible in the community, very important. Yeah, I'm 100% pro being visible, because otherwise, you know, you're kind of not seen, not represented. Kind of like the census stuff that needs to be rectified.
So what is it, what's happening with the census at the moment?
So my understanding, because I've been in Aussie, is that they did some initial testing and the answers could be either misconstrued, or I think the data was going to be hard for them to collate. And James Shaw, the minister, he's fixing that with the person responsible for the census, I think. So we're not going to see the results though until the next census, is my understanding.
But it's, I guess, a step forward when you've got the minister saying, well, actually, we are going to do this.
Totally. And I think the lady, I forget her name, acknowledged that... Yeah, there was some difficulty, but she's pro getting it. She's not one of those obstructive kind of people, so I think that will be sorted eventually.
So there's the census thing going on at the moment, but also there's the historic conviction bill going through Parliament. What are some of the other things kind of in 2018 that are affecting rainbow LGBTI communities that should be looked at?
Well, I think The biggest thing that I felt since I got back is that Labor's in government. So you got, you know, Grant Robertson, Jen Logie. I think the time is right, you know, for us to make momentum. I think it's good. I don't have too many worries at the moment about how we're progressing. You know, if marriage equality just build on the gains since then. Nah, I think we're in a good place.
And you were saying that you've just come back from Australia?
Yeah, so... their marriage equality, was it a few months now or so? Yeah. So they finally got their act together and passed that legislation. So, yeah, it was good to feel like a Kiwi was, you know, over there and we were ahead of the times, those Aussies.
Yeah. So what was the mood like over there?
Oh, like a bit indignant, like, you know, they'd been pushing it and then that plebiscite. So it was, I think they were suspicious that they were trying to get the public animosity going because of the process over there, but I think they ended up just essentially voting on it and, you know, finally doing what they were meant to do with their mandate as MPs, and yeah, it finally happened.
Because it was a long time, it was like about 10 years, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah, it had taken ages. I don't know what it was, but, you know, finally they got through it, yeah.
So what do you think are some of the biggest issues around today for LGBTI rainbow communities in New Zealand?
I think, and I'm thinking of Inside Out at the moment, so Aero, so schools being audited better, is that, so you know, with our rangatai coming out stage and all that, so that could be more closely monitored. We could get our rainbow desk back into existence, you know, maybe under the Department of Internal Affairs. God, I've got a whole friggin' work program I should share with you.
What is the Rainbow Desk? I've never heard that.
So this is what I've heard, so don't quote me.
Except we're being recorded.
Yeah, true. Back in the day, all legislation supposedly had to pass through this Rainbow Desk to check its rainbow friendliness. Yeah. And somehow that died, and now we need to resurrect it. So that will require some lobbying. But we've got a receptive audience now, I think, with Labour and Greens. So
And so where would that sit? Would that be like, say, Department of Internal Affairs or something?
I think that would be the logical place. I think it was under that department back in the day. I think that, yeah, to me, or maybe, you know, Human Rights Commission, or just anywhere, really, as long as we have influence, you know. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's why we need to bring it back.
So, tell me, what does a day like today mean to you?
I'm just into being out there, being proud of who you are, you know, common issues, coming together. I like this sort of stuff. I prefer this to the scene where you get stereotyped. Yeah, that's why I prefer this kind of thing.
Does that still happen?
Yeah, hell yeah. We can't be complacent. Yeah, we can't be complacent.
So if I said to you, what are the kind of stereotypes that are kind of around at the moment, what would they be?
All promiscuous, all go to clubs, all go to saunas, top and bottom polarities. That's just a few. That we all do drag.
It's interesting how some things change and then other things don't appear to. It seems, you know, that was something going on 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I haven't tested that theory out, I must admit, for a while, but I just like to do my own thing. That's why I identify as Taka Tapui, because it includes my culture as well. You know, we get to define ourselves, not other people put labels and categories on us.
If somebody wasn't able to be here today, what kind of message would you like to give to them?
That you should consider yourself welcome, and if any little bitchy scene queen gets clicky on you, you need to report that, because what I've found is that sometimes our community can be the most judgmental, and you should be all embracing, and I don't tolerate that crap, so we need to weed those out in our community and put them in that person's shoes. Like, would you have liked to have been judged that way? Like, you're not XYZ enough for our community? So we need to be a bit more all-embracing. So make sure you feel welcome, and if not, let me know.